Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
God loves me.
The way that God
but
loves
I bathed
me.
In the mire, submerged myself in the decay
me.
Of the world, making bad decisions over and over again, drenching my pillow with tears again, thinking the void could be filled by a man who blackened my eyes, demolished my pride, as he daily belittled my self-esteem. With each raise of his hand, I had to muffle a scream. But I don't have to stay here, trapped in my pain here. My Redeemer conquered death, hell, and the grave. Yahweh lives, so my soul can be saved.
The way that God loves me, yeah, the way that God loves me, the way that God loves me, why do I keep doing this to myself?
Hello, hello. Good morning to each and every one of you. Thank you for joining me here on this early Sunday morning for our Healing Through Heard Talk Radio Sunday Morning Inspiration. I am your host, C. Maria Wall. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I sincerely hope that everyone had a wonderful week last week, and you're enjoying your weekend. Hello to all corners of the earth, to all of our listeners, whether you're getting up or about to go to bed, or you're in the middle of your day. Hello, hello, and thank you so much for joining me here again this morning for our continuing series for the greatness in you. As always, we start off with our Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement anthem, The Way That God Loves Me. What a wonderful song it was when we first heard it back in June for our weekend-long event. It's a wonderful way to add music to the lyrics so that you and your soul can dance to your own beat. So with that said, again, as I said, we are continuing our series for the greatness in you. And this week, my gosh, this was inspired by so many events that I have been witnessing for a while. So the title of this week's session is When the Saints Give Up and Go Home. When they throw in a towel, they just get tired and they leave. Galatians 6:9 states, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Let me say that again. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. You know, as I stated, in the past couple of weeks, I've witnessed this massive exodus of God's soldiers. So many are giving up because people that they have aligned themselves with have shown their true colors. Not everyone who's speaking the word of God is speaking from their soul. Not everyone who's giving you the word received those words from God. The problem is that Exodus is leaving the lost sheep to wander in the wilderness in the darkness alone. You were their beacon of light. You were their guide. And you've thrown in the towel. You're giving up because you are being disappointed by the people that you have aligned yourself with. So I say today, Satan cannot continue to win this battle. Saints, unite and come back to your calling. Because you see, the minute that you throw in the towel and you walk away, are you any less guilty than the people you have aligned yourself with who've shown their true intentions and colors? God gave you a mission. That's your calling. That's your charge to complete your mission, to reach your destiny. If you have aligned yourself with the wrong people, you know what you need to do. Let them go. Their purpose has been served. Even if it was just that they were your lesson learned, the bottom line is their purpose has been served. At no point in time was that the indication or prerequisite for you to stop your mission. There are people out here who need to hear what you have to say. Those others didn't carry their message. I come across so many wonderful people who are aligned with people who I'm not impressed with. I don't believe them. I'm not buying into what they're saying. I can voice my opinion. But if God tells me to be silent because that particular soldier needs to learn who they're aligned with on their own, then that's what I'm going to do. And I've said, as a generic word, I'm not going to align with everybody. Some people will send me messages and say, you have to have so-and-so on your show because they're this, they're that. If I do my research and I don't like what I see out of so-and-so, I'm not inviting them to my show, but I'm not going to stop my show because that particular week I didn't have anyone for a guest. So because I am not allowing so-and-so to come on and talk their whatever they're going to talk while they're using God as their vice to get the people's attention, to get the numbers, and to get the money and support from people that goes into their fancy homes, cars, outfits, makeup, whatever they're doing. Parties, events, lavish lifestyles. No. And I understand that God will give you your heart's desires if you're true. But I've been around a long time and I can cut through those people who are using God as their vice to serve their lavish lifestyles. And there's a lot of people out there who are doing this. Once again this week, I'm probably going to be stepping on toes, but you know what? If everyone continues to be silent, throws in the towel, walks away, there will be more mindless drones out here following the wrong people. They will be following a bad leader as opposed to actually getting and learning from and following the word of God. So some of us have to stand up. Sure, I love the wonderful things in life. I love a nice home with a big kitchen and a great bathroom and a wonderful soaking tub. I love all of that. But I work for that. In addition to doing what I do to help others, I give my service freely. I give my service genuinely. And those listening, if I'm not speaking about you, they will know that. They will sleep good at night. Only the people who know that I'm calling out their mess and bringing it to the forefront would be the ones to get upset. It's no different than friendships. Why keep people in your life? I don't care who it is. Could be family members, could be neighbors, could be friends, could be coworkers. If they are not there to help you, if they're not there to bring something positive to your existence, to your success, to help you move towards your destiny, why are they there? And then so many of us allow them to dictate our happiness. If we get a chance for something wonderful to happen, we're up for a new promotion. They'll try to sabotage it. They'll try to talk you out of it because they know they can, because they have conditioned us to be their drones, to be their sheeple. Leaders tell their sheep where to go. Leader bees tell their sheeple where to go. There's a big difference. But we cannot be deterred by those in our lives. If you have aligned yourself with anything and anyone negative, remove it. Brush it off, pluck it away, do whatever you have to do. But get rid of it. You cannot be deterred from your mission. Think about it. Who wins when you walk away? Who wins when you throw in the towel? Is it your sheep who are lost in the wilderness? You've turned off your own light. You're no longer their beacon. God knows that the false prophets are there. God knows your heart. But once you say, forget this, I'm just giving it up. I'm not going to do this anymore. You won't see me after this date. I'm leaving. I'm never going to do this. You have given Satan the power. You have allowed Satan to win this battle. Come back and help us complete this war so that we will win. We have to stick together. Keep going. It's taking me years of weeding and seeding to find the right alignment. My circle has become very small. It started out being, say, 10, 20 people. It's down to 4. You have to know where everyone's role is in your destiny. This is your time. This is your destiny. This is your calling. You have been charged by the Almighty for this mission. You have to complete it. You have to complete it. No one can complete it for you. No one. So before you give up, just remember, you've given in to the dark side when you give up and go home. And for every saint who gives up and goes home, you give Satan and his minions more ground, more power. So what do you think is going to happen? If you and several others give up, guess what? Satan is going to bring that evil to your front door. So you cannot escape your calling. You cannot escape your mission. How you move forward with that mission is up to you. Choose wisely. There is a greatness in you. Do not give it up. Lions fight to the bitter end. Lionesses protect their pride. They will fight alongside of their leader as well. Never give up. Never throw in the towel. Never turn your back on your mission. Because in doing so, you're turning your back on God. You make your announcements that you're never going to come back and you're not going to do this because so many people have shown their true colors. And you tell your sheep that because I've been disappointed, because I had higher expectations of people that I'm aligned with than they had for themselves, I'm kicking all of you to the curb too, because that's what your sheep hear. They do not hear that you're just having a bad day. They're your sheep and they're your flock for a reason. They're at rock bottom and you were their guide. And for you to just turn your back on them and walk away because the people who you associate with are not up to your standards. So you then in turn volunteer to not be up to God's standards. Think about it and choose wisely. Choose wisely. So before we go, while I do my announcements, lie back, sit back, close your eyes. We're going into our meditative phase now. Lie back, sit back, eyes closed. Time for our breathing exercises. Let's inhale. Now exhale. Let go. Every time you exhale, you are getting rid of all of that negative energy that you have been housing within your spirit and soul. Inhale in the positive. One more time. Now exhale. Continue to breathe. Lie back, sit back, eyes closed. While I do our public service announcements. As you know, both Healing Through Her Talk Radio and the Sunday Morning both the Sunday Morning Inspiration and Healing Through Her Talk Radio are sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is an IRS-recognized 501c3 nonprofit. If you'd like to reach us, our number is 202-618-2556. You can also reach us by email at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org, or if you'd like to send me a personal message, also write to us at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. But I also set up a brand new, it's not brand new, but it's been around for a couple months now, an email so that you don't get lost in the corporate email. You can also write to us at healingwithmaria@yahoo.com. If there's a break in my announcements, it's because Blog Talk Radio is acting up this morning, and it keeps logging me offline and coming back automatically. So I hope that the event that you did not hear the messages today, I'm going to repeat them for you, because we do keep getting dropped this morning. Blog Talk is having major issues, so forgive me for that. But both Healing Through Hurt and the Sunday Morning Inspiration is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is an IRS-recognized and approved 501c3 nonprofit. If you'd like to get involved, there's several ways you can do that. If you visit our main site, thewallfoundationinc.org, and click on the donate button, you can always send us your tax-deductible donations there. And if you'd like to get involved in some other way, there's several ways you can reach us. 202-618-2556 is our phone number. And, of course, you can reach us via email at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org, as well as healingwithmaria@yahoo.com. That's a outside email so that your messages do not get lost in the corporate email flow. Or, of course, you can always write to me at mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. So with that said, I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. And I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to turn the frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. So with that said, as I said, I'm so sorry for these ending technical difficulties. I'll be sending a message to Blog Talk Radio about this. Last night, some of the guests had the same problem. So I guess this morning, you know, whenever you're talking about something positive and goodness, Satan has a way of trying to detour that. And I believe it was last week I did our show on the devil's detours. So once again, but we keep rolling, and that's what we're doing now. So before I go, as always, I want to encourage you to make the best of every moment, no matter what you're going through. Don't turn your back on your calling. Do not turn your back on your destiny. Keep going. Realign, reassign, reassess, and move forward is what you were born on this earth to do. You were not born on this earth to give up. You were not born on this earth to give up.
I want you to understand
that you were not born on this earth to give up. And if there was another flux, we were logged off again. This is why I run several different program platforms. Hopefully the show is still flowing. But
continue to pay it and pray it forward. Hopefully we'll be back next week without these technical difficulties. So until then, I am C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Mediator, the Shiro at your Ground Zero, praying each and every one of you enough of whatever it is you need to make it through this day and beyond. So until next time, be well, be blessed, and I will talk to you soon.
The way that God loves me, oh, the way that God loves me, why do I keep doing this to myself, giving my heart to someone else, who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
God loves me.
The way that God loves
me. But I bathed in the mall. Submerged myself in the decay of the world. Making bad decisions over and over again. Drenching my pillow with tears again. Thinking the void could be filled by a man. A man who blackened my eyes, demolished my pride, as he daily belittled my self-esteem. With each raise of his hands, I had to muffle a scream. But I don't have to stay here, trapped in my pain here. My Redeemer conquered death, hell, and the grave. Yahweh lives, so my soul can be saved.
The way that God loves me, yeah. The way that God loves me, the way that God loves me, Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else. Who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
I can rise from the dark clouds that were weighing me down. Shake off the chains that were keeping me bound. I can use my broken pieces to encourage someone else. Speak life to a situation. Release my brother, my sister from a state of depression. Cause you don't have to stay here, trapped in your pain here. Jehovah lives. You too can be saved.
Doing this to myself, giving my heart to someone else, who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me, the way that God loves me.
This concludes our broadcast day. We have been logged off and have come back several times while our ending song was playing. So, with that said, once again, I want to thank each and every one of you all over the world for your continued prayers and support. I will continue to bring you the absolute best in guest and show content as God sees fit. So until next time,
until next week, have a God awesome week and beyond. I will talk to you soon. Be well, be blessed. I cannot thank you enough. Join us here next Saturday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Time for our regular Healing Through Her Talk radio show, when my guest will be one of the co-authors of the Chicken Soup for the Soul, the cancer book. David Tabatsky will be here talking about his latest book, Bright for Life, Communicating Your Way Through Cancer. That's 9 p.m. Eastern Time right here on Healing Through Her Talk Radio on Saturday evening. Until then, be well, be blessed. I will see you soon.